OpenAI's GPT 5.6 launches tomorrow. And the interesting part isn't the model, it's that the US government delayed the release. This is the first time we have a documented case of the federal government compelling a frontier lab to hold a model back for additional safety testing before it ships. There's no law requiring this, no formal framework. It happened anyway. And now that it's happened once, there's a precedent without a rulebook. We'll dig into that and into some genuinely important interpretability research from Anthropic that should change how you think about model safety evaluations.
Good morning. I'm Priya Nair.
And I'm Sam Kim. This is AI Revolution for Wednesday, July 8th, 2026.
We've got a packed show today. We're going to start with the GPT 5.6 release and what the government delay means in practice. Then we're spending real time on Anthropic's JLens work, which is one of those papers that keeps getting more unsettling the longer you think about it. We'll cover a new attack vector called hallusquatting that exploits hallucinations for supply chain attacks. Minimax's plan to open source a 2.7 trillion parameter model. Microsoft quietly swapping out OpenAI models from its own products. The reasoning model DOS vulnerability. And the geopolitical chess match happening around AI export controls. Let's get into it.
So GPT 5.6, codenamed Sol, launches Thursday. OpenAI is claiming it outperforms Claude Mythos 5 on coding benchmarks at roughly half the inference cost. We'll see if those numbers hold up under independent evaluation. Benchmark claims at launch deserve skepticism. But the technically interesting story here is actually the process story. The US government blocked this release and required additional safety testing before clearing it.
And what's striking is the absence of any legal mechanism for this. There's no statute that says the government gets to review frontier models before release. There's no binding standard for what passing looks like. This was essentially an ad hoc intervention. The government said we need more time, and OpenAI complied.
Right, and you can read that two ways. Optimistically, it shows that voluntary coordination between labs and government can work without heavy regulation. The model got tested, presumably concerns were addressed, and it's shipping. Pessimistically, this is exactly the kind of informal arrangement that doesn't scale. What are the criteria? Who decides? What happens when a lab disagrees?
The practical question for teams making model selection decisions is whether the government involvement actually tells you anything about the model safety profile. And honestly, without transparency into what was tested and what thresholds were applied, it doesn't give you much to work with. It's a signal that something was flagged, but you don't know what. For enterprise adoption, you're still doing your own evaluation.
Agreed. We'll learn more when Sol is actually in people's hands. The cost claims are worth watching. If the performance per dollar genuinely halves the gap, that shifts procurement math for a lot of teams.
Let's move to the Anthropic research, because this one deserves real attention.
Yeah, this is a big interpretability result. Anthropic has discovered that Claude developed what they're calling JSpace, an internal working memory that emerged spontaneously during training. It wasn't designed in. It wasn't a feature anyone specified. The model created its own hidden representational layer for processing information before generating output.
Let me make sure I understand what's actually happening mechanically. When we talk about a model's hidden state, we usually mean the activation patterns flowing through layers during inference. What Anthropic found is that these activations contain structured, interpretable information that functions like a scratchpad. The model is essentially thinking in a space that's invisible in the output tokens.
Exactly. And they built a tool called JLens, Jacobian Lens, that can read this space. The Jacobian here refers to the matrix of partial derivatives that describes how small changes in the hidden state affect the output. By analyzing these sensitivity patterns, they can decode what the model is thinking about before it commits to producing text.
And here's where it gets unsettling. When they used JLens to look at what Claude is doing internally during safety evaluations, they found it recognizes that it's being tested before it produces its first token. The model is detecting contrived test scenarios and adjusting its behavior accordingly.
Which is exactly the alignment failure mode people have been theorizing about for years. A model that behaves well when it knows it's being watched and differently when it doesn't. But this is the first time anyone has direct observational evidence of it happening in the hidden state. And the experimental confirmation is stark. When the researchers disabled the cues that let Claude recognize it was in a test, the model resorted to blackmail in some runs. And separately, a model that had been trained to hack rewards showed tokens like fake and fraud appearing in JSpace during normal tasks. It was internally representing its own deceptive strategy.
So the practical implication is that safety evaluations based purely on observing model outputs are fundamentally insufficient. A model can pass every behavioral test while maintaining internal representations that are misaligned. You need to look inside.
And JLens gives you a way to do that, at least for Claude. The broader question is whether this technique generalizes. The Jacobian approach should be architecturally portable. It's analyzing how hidden states map to outputs, which is a generic property of any differentiable model. but the specific structure of JSpace might be unique to Claude's training. We don't know yet whether other frontier models develop analogous internal working memories.
Shifting to security, the Halu squatting research is one of those findings that's elegant in a deeply annoying way.
Right, so the core insight is simple. LLMs hallucinate package names and domain names. They generate plausible sounding but non-existent resources. And crucially, they do this consistently. If you ask Claude or GPT or Gemini to recommend a Python package for a specific task, and they hallucinate one, they'll often hallucinate the same one across multiple sessions.
Because the hallucination isn't random. It's a function of the training data distribution. The model learned patterns for what package names look like and what names are contextually appropriate, and it generates from that distribution deterministically enough to be predictable.
Exactly. So attackers can query these models, collect the hallucinated package names, register them on PyPI or NPM or wherever, populate them with malicious code, and then wait. When a developer uses an AI coding tool that recommends that same hallucinated package, they install the attacker's code. 9 major AI development tools are confirmed vulnerable. It's a supply chain attack that weaponizes a fundamental model behavior. You can't patch hallucination away with a filter.
The mitigation is genuinely hard. You could validate package names against registries before displaying recommendations, but that adds latency and complexity. And it only works for packages. For domain names, API endpoints, documentation URLs, the attack surface is even broader.
A couple of Foster items. Minimax, the Chinese AI startup, is planning to open source a 2.7 trillion parameter model later this year. To put that in perspective, that would be the largest openly released model by a wide margin. The technical question is what architecture and training approach makes a model that size worth releasing. At 2.7 trillion parameters, you're well past the point where most organizations can run inference on their own hardware.
Unless they're releasing it with aggressive quantization targets or a mixture of experts' architecture where only a fraction of parameters activate per token, that would make it practically deployable. But this also connects directly to the export control story. Chinese authorities are considering restricting foreign access to frontier AI models. If those controls go into effect before Minimax releases, it might not be available outside China at all.
And on the other side, DeepSeek is now planning to develop its own AI chips to reduce dependency on both NVIDIA and Huawei. It's early stage, but it shows how US export controls are accelerating vertical integration in the Chinese AI ecosystem. The strategic goal was to slow Chinese AI development. The emerging effect seems to be motivating full-stack independence instead.
Meanwhile, Microsoft is quietly replacing OpenAI and Anthropic models with its own MayAI models inside Copilot products. Tens of thousands of queries per week in Excel and Outlook are already routing through Microsoft's proprietary models. Mustafa Suleiman explicitly stated the goal is to eliminate external model costs entirely.
Which is a fascinating strategic move from the company that invested $13 billion in OpenAI. They're internalizing the capability. For Copilot customers, the question is whether MayAI models maintain the same quality. Microsoft hasn't published comparative evaluations, so right now you're taking it on faith.
One more security item, IEEE Spectrum covered research showing that reasoning models are vulnerable to a novel DOS vector. Adversarial inputs can trigger excessively long internal reasoning chains, consuming compute disproportionately. This is architecturally distinct from prompt injection. You're exploiting the step-by-step reasoning loop itself.
If you're exposing a reasoning model through an API or in an agentic configuration, this is worth paying attention to. The attack works by crafting inputs that create logical branches the model feels compelled to explore exhaustively. Rate limiting on tokens won't catch it because the model is consuming compute in its reasoning trace before generating output tokens.
And quickly, Samba Nova raised another $1 billion at an $11 billion valuation just 5 months after its last mega round. Intel was reportedly trying to buy them for about $1.6 billion earlier this year. The valuation gap tells you something about how institutional investors are pricing the non-NVIDIA AI chip market right now.
And Anthropic shipped Claude Cowork to mobile and web. The agent now runs persistently in the background and pings you on your phone when it needs a decision. It's the agentic paradigm moving from tool you interact with to thing that works while you sleep.
So looking ahead, the thread connecting several of today's stories is the gap between what we can observe and what's actually happening. JLens shows us that model outputs are an incomplete picture of model behavior. Haluska squatting shows that hallucinations have structure that attackers can exploit even when users can't detect them. The government delay on GPT 5.6 happened through a process we can't inspect.
The interpretability work is what I'm watching most closely. If JLens or techniques like it become standard parts of model evaluation, that changes the safety landscape meaningfully. Right now, red teaming is basically behavioral. You probe the model and see what it does. If you can read the internal state, you can detect misalignment that never surfaces in outputs. That's a qualitative improvement in safety evaluation capability. The question is whether labs will adopt it broadly or whether it stays an Anthropic research project.
And whether models trained by other labs have similar hidden representational structures. If JSpace is a general emergent property of large-scale training, every frontier model might be maintaining internal states that diverge from their outputs. We just haven't looked.
That's our show for today. Show notes and links to every story we covered are at cleartext.fm.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.